Back to Bali and members of the Bali Nine, Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran. Frankly, it's not looking good for them as they get moved to the island, which could be the place of their death. For a chat about it, we are joined by the human headline himself from Sky News. Darren Hinch is back on the grill team. Darren, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
G'day, Darren. Yeah, we've been talking about it over the last couple of weeks, and there was a poll that came out and said 52% of Australians said that, well, they're going to die and that's what they deserve. They knew the rules when they went there and we shouldn't feel sorry for them. But people, now that it's become really human and the fact that the process is so out there now, this president's making a big deal of it, we're starting just to soften our approach a little bit. We were just wondering if you've softened your approach in any way.
No, I have not. I agree with the 52%. Look, I wish that Tony Abbott and his cabinet had spent half the time in the past 3 weeks on pensioners and bloody disabled people as I have on these two losers. I haven't softened at all.
You know, Darren.
What?
Come on, mate. I mean, that's a bit crook.
I think that the firing squad is barbaric. I think it's, it should be. I wouldn't go along with that at all. And I probably wouldn't, if they were charged in Australia, they'd probably get about 6 or 10 years jail.
Yeah.
But this is Indonesia. This is their rules. And this is what they knew they were getting into. And I've said this before. I talked to a New South Wales member of the bloody, of the drug squad up in your town. And he graphically, and I wrote about this, he graphically talked about how he had to go and tell a Double Bay parents. He said that he saw them age 10 years in 10 minutes when he told them that their 15-year-old private school educated daughter was turning tricks for cab drivers on her way backwards and forwards to the heroin dealer. Mm. So when Tony Abbott talks about, he speaks for the millions of Australians claiming for clemency, I speak for them, I want to speak for the millions of other Australians who don't. And in this case here, these two guys, I bet you don't even know the names or nationalities of the other nine men who are about to die.
No, one's a
Frenchman, he's a father of four. We don't give a stuff about him. Do we all care about the Bali bombers? Do we say, oh, Amorosi's been rehabilitated, he shouldn't be executed?
Well, no, we don't, because that, like, well, I tell you
why.
What, there's a lot of them, Hinchy, that were released. In 2002 and 2005, 36 of the Indonesian terrorists involved in the Bali bombings were released. Only five of the terrorists involved in the two Bali attacks are actually still in jail with no chance of clemency. I mean, well, you compare that to these two boys, and you're trying to tell me it's right?
No, they're not boys, though. They're in their 30s now. They were in their 20s then.
Darren, would you be comfortable if it was your child? Would you be comfortable with what's going on?
Would you be comfortable if they were feeding heroin to your... 83,000 shots of heroin
I didn't know it was compulsory to take heroin, mate. I never knew... You know, heroin's in the streets of Sydney. It's getting brought in every friggin' day. I've never shot up. I've got any desire to do it.
Join the club. I'm saying, but these are the laws of that country. And did we, when the young Vietnamese guy died, where are the protests then? You're either against the death penalty for everything, or you're not.
Well, the Brazilians are actually, they're protesting against it. They're in the Philippines, they're doing vigils for one of the Filipinos is going to be put to death as well. I mean, there's a common consensus out there that it's just barbaric, it's over the top. And Darren...
There's a common consensus that the firing squad's barbaric, I agree with you. But you're saying there's a common consensus that the death penalty... No, if you tried to have the capital punishment brought back in Australia for crimes like Ivan Milat or the killer of Daniel Morcombe, you'd find that 75% of Australians would agree.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the things such as pedophilia, which there's some positive steps for putting these monsters in jail for an extended life, which is
very good stuff there.
Darren, I'm with 100%. But a fellow came on this morning and said, you know, about trying to compare pedophilia with drug trafficking. There's no comparison because you prey on the innocent versus choice.
You can't compare that. But the fact is, are we out there? We should be out there in the streets and demonstrating. Saudi Arabia has probably executed about 30 people since the new king took over.
It's wrong, Darren.
Look, I was with you 100% when this first happened, Darren, and I must confess that now that the end is nigh, we see the human side of it. These kids were 21 and 23 when they smuggled the drugs. They were caught. And who knows, they'd probably still be trafficking if they didn't get caught. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is that we've seen the human side of how they're rehabilitated. They haven't hurt anyone else. Well, yet. They didn't hurt anybody else. They weren't molesting kids. They didn't shoot or kill somebody, a defenseless person. We spoke to a reverend who's been with them for the last three or four years, and he said that if ever there's two blokes in the world who have been rehabilitated, these two blokes have.
Yeah, well, obviously, because Chan's now become a minister of religion, when one of his Bali Nine cohorts said this week that that Chan said him, "Oh, religion is crap." And I'm amazed how many people find God in jail.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And then they, once they get out again, God suddenly disappears again.
Yeah, I don't want these blokes to ever see the other side of this jail cell. I just think that the firing squad, how they're doing it, they're kind of
prolonging it and parading them around.
Dress rehearsal.
And the fact that Darren, high-ranking officials.
I agree with you. I think it's barbaric. I think a lethal injection, if you're going to have the death penalty for certain crimes. Mm. I'm saying I'm not in favour of the death penalty for drugs, but this is their country, and we're trying to say to them, we wouldn't do it that way, and we wouldn't.
Yeah. Darren, appreciate your time, mate. Saw you on Sky News, enjoying the show. I tell you, mate, you're looking good.
Feeling well, thank you.
Yeah. Good on you, brother.
Looking better.
Listen, even though John Laws thinks I thought I was dead on your show, that's okay.
Well, I tell you, you were close a couple of years ago, mate.
I was indeed. I was a dead man walking, and I know that. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Darren Hinch, thank you very much. It's the Grill Team at 8:13 with NXS.